Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. This is Filtered. If you're listening to us, well, we've just gone live at 7 a.m. We're on week two of a four-week season. I'm Megan Cassidy, MD of Love and Media Group, and I'm here with Jamie Heaslip. Happy Monday, Jamie.
Happy Monday. We've made it a week.
We've got 1 week in. How have you found the daily habit, the daily input? I just want to say that we do record this every single day. We don't do lump recordings. No. How have you found it?
It's fine. Like anything, once you kind of slot it in and you get into a bit of a rhythm. I mean, I know we're not 60 odd days down and the habit isn't completely formed and all that sort of stuff that we talked about, but it's good. And the feedback's good because I know it's short and some people are asking us, could we do longer? And maybe down the road you could do a weekly one or a monthly one where it's longer. But I think the feedback on just having a little snippet in the morning, like I tend to, I have this one, I have different news ones that I listen to. And it's like you put them on when you're, brushing your teeth in the morning or kind of, you're just getting ready. A nice little snippet. It's perfect.
That brings us nicely on to the topic of the day, which is your content diet. For me, when it comes to self-improvement, self-development, it's 100% as important as what I'm eating when it comes to how I feel, what my thought processes are, what my performance is. So by content diet, what we mean is what you read, watch, listen to, and basically consume content-wise. So you've touched on there, you listen to some news apps in the morning. What I'm interested in is, what are your systems for consuming? Do you have any systems around, there's a newsletter I subscribe to that I read every morning, or, I save all of my news for the weekend, or what are the habits that you have in place to make sure that you have reading time?
So that's good. I kind of consume it in a couple of different ways. A lot of books, I Audible, to be honest, or I use Blinkist as well, quite a bit.
Blinkist is the one that summarizes.
In 10, 11 blinks, they call them basically. It's a synopsis, is that the word? I can't even say it right. It's a summary of the books basically, which is great when, there's some books that you might read and they might be heavy going and you're not, you're halfway through or quarter through and you're like, oh, this book isn't really for me. So that's where Blinkist comes in, where you can kind of flick through it a bit better, right?
I think it's interesting because Headway is a similar kind of an app that does the key takeaways. And when we're going to talk in a bit about the books that have been most influential for us, usually it is just one or two key takeaways from the book that you remember and take with you. So there is something in that summary app.
Yeah. And it's really handy. And actually one thing that I use, I have a lot of kind of Google Home things in the house. So when we're down in the kitchen in the morning, it's usually myself, my daughter. And so we come down and, she gets her bottle and she's delighted with Peppa Pig and, she's kind of watching that for 20 minutes. And I just kind of ask Mr. Google, what's the news? And it's linked to the different shows that I would listen to for news. And so, in 10, 15 minutes, I get an update on that. But before I even get to that, before Harper's even up, I'll spend 20 minutes either in 20, 30 minutes out of reading a book, using Blinkist. If I've gone for a run or something that morning, I'm usually listening to Audible while running. It's either Audible or a podcast, to be honest. I tend to listen to podcasts like a Joe Rogan-esque podcast more in the afternoon or evening, kind of winding down because, it just depends who's on a show really, But that's kind of the way I go about it. But I think of it like so when it comes to training, come back to training, right? And people will be like, oh, I want to get shredded for the summer or whatever, and they want to look well. And you kind of got to explain to them, it's not just training. It's not just you lifting. It's not you doing cardio or whatever it is. Like your nutrition plays a massive part in it. So when you're talking to people about, I need to be motivated. I need to change my mindset. I want to do this, that, and the other. It's like, okay, yeah, but what are you putting into the system? Mm-hmm. What are you ingesting? I don't actually get many newsletters. But I do, and I use a little trick, a little system, where if I see something interesting online, or I get a really good newsletter and I kind of flicking through it, it has some interesting links, I'll click the link and then I'll use Instapaper. So okay. I'll share it to Instapaper, and then it all goes in Instapaper, right? This is my system. And then at the weekend, I'll flick through Instapaper, and if it's interesting, I'll archive it. I use the app. You know the app IFTT?
No.
Oh, cool app. So there's a cool app called If This Then That.
Okay. And
so that can connect different actions of apps, essentially. So if I archive something on Instapaper, it automatically goes into Evernote for me. So okay. Then I kind of have a bank of stuff that I'm actually, I've kind of, you know, I filtered it down to actually, I really like this, as opposed to, oh, this is a shite, you know, like yeah. This is, I got caught by the headline or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's the crux of it, isn't it? Like, I've been looking for a tool like that, that ensures that you're controlling what you consume, because no matter, I have subscribed to a slew of newsletters. Every morning I come in, they're in the inbox, and I'm a little bit sort of numb to them, or they're, after a while, you kind of, you're so used to seeing them in the inbox that you don't react and I don't click. And then I find throughout the day, I'm pulled in to all of these different snippets on social media, headlines that grab my attention, and I'm not really controlling anymore what I consume at the end of the day. I could have had 5 hours screen time, 3 hours of that could have been reading, but none of that was my declared interest. It was all just stuff I got sucked into.
Yeah. But, and the newsletters are a funny one. Like, when was it that y'all, like, was it last year the big clean out came where they had to ask you for, I can't remember. Was that last year?
GDPR of May 2019. Never forget.
Yeah. We had more issues than that. But it was great. It was great to do a clear out. And then to be honest, I have one or two emails that I get on a weekly basis. I don't get any dailies. I don't want dailies.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want dailies. I get weekly summaries, or I get a monthly summary email. And it's just, it's on shit that I like.
Yeah. You
know? It's on just trendy kind of stuff, that the trends that I'm into. And anything else I see on the internet, Instapaper, and then it gets filed away. And I might not even check it weekly. It might be every couple of weeks I'll go into Instapaper on my phone and be like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I'll save that. And then it's filtered down. And I know if it's in Evernote for me, then it's good. But coming back to the social media one, sorry. I get up anywhere. I get like usually just after 6 o'clock, and my daughter gets up around 7. So I have that hour where I kind of do my power hour for whatever, you know, that kind of thing. Right.
Yeah.
But I won't look at social till after 8 o'clock.
Good habit.
And I won't look at news until after basically about 7:15.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good habit. Like, for me, I don't use Instapaper, but I'm going to check it out, because what I've been using is Google Keep, and I'm not loving it. Or else I have a folder in my inbox that's reading, like miscellaneous reading, that every morning, because I get 10 dailies, I'll scan the headlines and I'll say, right, I do want to read that one. Do you want to read that one? But then at the end of the week, I go into my reading, and it's so overwhelming because there's so much in there that you just don't know where to start.
It's like anything though. It's like, you know, when they're talking about spending habits, it's like, you know what, if you want to buy something, park it for a week and you'll know if you really want the thing in a week's time. Right. So it's kind of like that with like,
your articles.
All the articles and stuff like that. I would warn you about using your inbox as a to-do task list or anything like that, because you can just get pulled into that rabbit hole as well.
Absolutely. And then you get into the inbox zero and you need to open everything and like your priorities are gone out the window. One thing I'm really good at, right? I'm not good at reading the newsletters I subscribe to, and I'm not good at reading the articles that I want to read every day. I'm really good at keeping up with a number of essayists and writers that I enjoy. And I'm really good with reading self-development books. And I just inhale them all day, every day. And I think that's why this podcast feels so natural. And I think you're the same. And it's easy to talk about it, because it's just, it's what I've been feeding myself for the last 5 years. Well, really since college. So what I'm interested in, and there's been some discussion on Twitter about it as well, is the self-development books that you think have actually influenced your life or changed the way you thought about something. Do you have a couple that come to mind straight away?
Yeah, I have a couple of books, but I'll caveat it. There's a great book company called the Do Book Company, right? Like Do as in D-O. And they're also part of the Do Lectures series, which is a thing from a guy called David Hyatt. I won't get into how amazing he is and what he's trying to do, but have a look at the Do Lectures, have a look at the Do Book Company. It's class, particularly for entrepreneurs and people starting out. Now, books. Do you want to go first or will I go first?
You go.
Okay.
But you've got 2 minutes.
Okay. Happy Money.
Happy right? Money. Okay.
Happy Money. It gets into stats and science and studies behind people spend the money and what actually gives them happiness or not, and how to spend it to get your happiness, right?
Okay.
Power of Habit. Great book.
Charles Duhigg.
Yeah, it's in line with a lot of the other stuff we talked about, but again, good book.
I'll link all these in the show notes, by the way, for everyone listening.
Paradox of Choice.
Never heard of it.
Really good book. It's a lot to do with, I'll give you an example. Mark Zuckerberg, I think he only wears like all gray or something like that.
Oh, his like Simpsons wardrobe. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's because he's like, I don't really want to waste my mental energy on deciding what clothes are. It's like going to a restaurant and it's like when you get food envy of someone else.
Yeah.
And you're humming and hawing what you're going to pick, as opposed to, I always like a Caesar salad, so I'm just going to pick it and I'll be happy out. You know what I mean? Yeah. That kind of thing. Yeah.
Decision fatigue, isn't it? Like you have a finite amount of decisions that you can make.
Another one, Trust Rules.
Again, never heard of it.
By an Irish fella, Bob Lee. I think he's Irish. Probably one of the best business books in terms of return on investment, because look how small it is, tiny, right? Oof. One of it's based on the data behind Fortune's 100 best companies to work for.
Okay,
really good book. And that's it. Boom.
Okay, mine are, because I'm just going to fly through them. The biggest is probably Stephen King on writing. It's not even a self-development book. Have you read it?
No, but he's just a grinder.
No, you tweeted about him. Yeah. This week, his line around, you know, amateurs wait for inspiration and pros get up and do it. This book is all about discipline, the discipline of creativity. If you're in a creative pursuit and you struggle to sit down and do it, this is the book. And it also, he really celebrates rejection as well. And the story of his first book, Carrie, was his big one. And he got like a huge advance. They were super down and out. They couldn't afford medicine for the kids. He gets a call, Carrie's been bought. And it was the starter. Like it gives me goosebumps to talk about it. I think they need to make a musical.
He's one of the most prolific writers that I know of anyway.
Insane. And I enjoy everything I read from him. But that is a self-development book hidden in a writing book. Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Joe Dispenza. That's so sad. And when my boyfriend saw this on the table, he nearly cried for me. He's like, you don't want to be yourself. But actually what it is just hacking into any of the habits or thought processes that are holding you back that you might not have copped, and how you can get into the brain and change them. Other ones I don't have with me are Amy Cuddy, Presence. And that's all about.
She's a really good TED talk. Yeah. Fake it till you
make it. I must check that out. That changed my life when I was just coming out of college and starting to interview. I thought that was amazing. A small one is Seth Godin, The Dip, a fantastic book about how to get ahead and the long tails. There's only one number one. And when you're number one, it's exponential. The best is always the best. And then my final one and the biggest one for me is Stephen Pressfield's The War of Art. And it's all about resistance and not wanting to create and not wanting to do what you're good at because it feels difficult, and how to combat that inherent resistance, which is just discipline. And it comes back to probably what we come back to in every episode around the short-term gratification of, I just want to chill out and watch Peppa Pig with my daughter.
Hey, don't flag off my daughter Harper for watching Peppa. Peppa's life.
But, or do I want to do my long-term goal? So I think those are the ones that are influential for me. I'm going to link them all in the show notes, Jamie's and mine. And that's us. We're out of time. So happy Monday. Have a great Monday. Have a great week. And we'll see you here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Take care.